You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What do you do when you're on a double date and find yourself way more into your friend's date than your own?
Ooh.
Sounds like our buddy Troy got himself into a pickle.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? 40 for the high. Picture it. You go out with friends or a double date, and you're like, man, I am connecting with this other person way more. What do you do? Because if you handle it wrong or you jump the gun, it can very much backfire and turn messy, can it not?
Yeah.
Let's get to our boy on with us this morning. Troy, sounds like you're in a little bit of a dilemma, buddy.
Hey, yeah, good morning. I definitely am in somewhat of a dilemma.
Yeah.
Well, we hate to hear that, but yeah. We honestly love the content. Tell us everything.
How can we help?
Yeah, I don't... I've been thinking about how to try to phrase this without sounding like I'm the bad guy. I don't know if I can do it. I'm just feeling very conflicted.
We're off to a great start.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, let me give you the scoop or whatever. So I went on this double date with my buddy this past weekend, and he met the girl he's going out with like a month or so ago now, and he seems like obsessed with her, which is okay. A red flag for sure.
He's just like... Okay.
He love bombs. You know what I mean? He can desperate. And then he love bombs, and
okay.
Yeah, it just sort of works against him.
Okay, he's a love bomber. Okay.
She has this friend, and they wanted to do like a double date thing, sort of like set me up or whatever. Long story short, it's not long into this date, and I realize
you're feeling
is I'm not feeling my date. I'm feeling his date.
Oh.
Like that his girl and I have chemistry.
Right. Okay.
Like,
when did you?
It was a little awkward even on the date because, like, we had this chemistry that I feel like they could sense too. Do you know what I mean?
Please.
Yeah.
Was it really that strong?
That's how I felt. And I feel like I know myself pretty well. Like, we were vibing.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you sitting next to her or across from her? She was sitting next to your boy, right?
Yeah, she's sitting next to her. But like, we're still, like, I don't know. I feel like there were more, like, in like moments looks between us than there were between the two of them.
Okay, first of all, where did you guys go to dinner, if you don't mind me asking?
And we went out to dinner at Vern's on Park Ave.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
It's really cozy in there.
Yeah, you guys were in close quarters.
It's intimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. We're having a good time, and we're like, I could tell her and I were into the same things, and I don't know. The girl I'm on, like, that I was set up with, she's cute. And we like it was nice to be there with her, but I'm not like that's not what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? I'm looking for someone who I'm like, whoa.
What, first
you're
of all,
it for me, not just cute.
Oh, so the girl you went out with was not it?
Well, no, because the girl that he went out with, I'm like, you are it. You know what I mean? When the two things are in the same room.
Oh my God,
right. Dude, that's fair enough. I mean, you know what you like. How are you going to handle this situation? What are you looking? I mean, did you tell your boy? You didn't tell him.
No,
of course you didn't.
There's no way.
You kept it to yourself.
So that's why I'm here right now with you, because I'm kind of like, what if I did just go for it?
Is he really that much of a friend?
Look, I love my buddy. He's a good dude or whatever, but there's no way he's her type. And I know she'd be happier with me. And I'm like, okay, how much do I care about this friendship?
Wow, bad friend.
I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, dude.
Bad friend.
I haven't betrayed him yet. I'm talking to you guys about it. I feel like I'm here on the edge of a cliff, and I don't know if I should step back.
You know, it wouldn't be the right thing to do. And obviously, if you want to have this conversation with your friend, be honest with us. Did everyone exchange Instagrams? Did you get the girl you went on a date with her Instagram?
I got her Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got your date's Instagram. What about your buddy's girl? Did you find her on IG and slide into her DMs? Be honest with me.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Now you guys liking each other's stories. Oh my God.
It's just
a lot.
An absolute classic tale.
It's a tale as old as time. It really is.
You would betray him, man. It would not be the right thing to do if you went behind his back. He met this girl a month before you did. He obviously really likes her. Grant, listen, if he love bombs her, that's on him if it doesn't work out. But you need to wait for that to play out before you jump in. That's my opinion.
I don't know, man. Don't you feel like if you see the person that you're supposed to be with, don't you feel like you need to call it out?
How do you know you're supposed to be with her?
I have that feeling, man. I know it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What?
What would you guys do in this situation? Does Troy act on this, or does he completely leave it alone? Because we're talking about his buddy's girl here that he's been dating for a month. Whether or not you think you're a better match, I don't think it's the right thing to do, Troy. 585-252-9800. Guys, text us. Give us a call.
I'm just a big believer in, you know, no risk, no reward.
Okay. I mean, clearly.
No,
I do not think it would be the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's a lot. Touché. And honestly, you're never going to be friends with him again, or your relationship's going to be permanently tainted. And I stand on that.
Can I ask?
10 toes down.
I'm going to ask you something real quick, Troy, and I'm going to let you go.
If
going out with this girl meant losing your friend for good, would you do it?
The silence is evident.
Probably.
Yep.
Probably? Yeah, you're a bad friend.
Yep.
Okay, Troy. No, we're not here to judge, buddy. Thank you for calling in, though, man. I'm going to get to some messages. Why don't you sit tight and hear what other people have to say?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Sound good? All right, good luck, man. Keep us posted. We'll talk soon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He goes, "We're not here to judge." Immediately judges him.
Can we just all agree right now? This is going to end badly for everyone.
No, it's
because
horrible.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If his buddy hasn't already heard this and is hearing it right now, that friendship is on life support. And I'll say this. I think Troy already knows what he's going to do.
I think so, too.
You hear the confidence in his voice?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't should I energy. This is I'm already halfway there.
I'm
he's
one
slid
foot
into
out
our
the
DMs.
Door, and I need you guys to give me that last little push. And we didn't do that for him.
I think he's going to end up with his buddy's girl. All right, let me get to a few quick messages. Laura is here. If that girl is feeling the chemistry like he is, then they should go for it. Whether it's messy or not, true love today is rare.
Okay.
So is loyalty.
Right.
Leslie says, I can't believe he's even admitting this on air. Troy, there's a reason people call guys like you dirtbags. He's a walking red flag.
He is a walking red flag. And honestly, if his friend's listening to this right now, he knows who he is. He knows he's coming for his girl. Mr. Steal Your Girl. Like, this is textbook. And he needs to be prepared to lose a friend because he's not.
It's not gonna keep it. I'm telling you, it's messy. Let me go over our boy Marcus. I say my boy Troy needs to shoot his shot, but have a conversation with your buddy first out of respect. Marcus, that ship sailed a long time ago, man.
Very much so.
Yeah.
This person says, if he's okay with losing his friend, then go get your girl. Not people backing him up.
And this is not a true friend.
This person says, he sounds like he would be a love bomber.
He so badly was hoping we were going to be like, yeah,
go for it. Life's short. Do you. 98 PXY.